Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What brought you here today?
Well, we found out about this sort, press conference or this propaganda barrage in the middle of the night. We wanted to hear what the sheriff and the PBA are lying about. So they're lying. They're sitting here and trying to say that every single person that's going into the county and going into Alden is some sort of violent criminal offender who is some sort of terrorist or murderer of some sort, when the reality is like 70% of the people in the holding in Alden are actually there for nonviolent offenses and only there because they can't afford to get released. They can't afford bail. So what is the argument that capitalism is going to make us safer, or that holding people in the jail who can't afford to be released to their families and their neighbors and their communities, how is that keeping any of us safe?
Now, let me ask you this. What about the example that said domestic violence, where the husband beats up the wife and has to be given an appearance ticket, goes back in the house and does it for the second time?
I thought it was super ironic that that was the suggestion that they made, or the sort of story that they told, when we know that a lot of the police themselves are perpetrators and brutalizers in their own homes. So I don't even want to speak to that, because, like I said, 70% of the people are there for nonviolent offenses. So why am I going to speak about the minority of cases that they want to outline?
I mean, could there be some differences in some of the laws, though? I mean, looking at
this woman right here had a question. What were you saying?
No, I was going to say, do you feel as though a moratorium is appropriate?
No.
Absolutely
not, seeing as how we pushed this through. I say we as in the people of New York State. The people of New York State wanted this passed. Now it's time for our elected officials to listen.
There are some charges down here.
Excuse me?
What do you think with the bail reform package, though? What do you support? Do you support it all? How do you think?
If you're asking me personally, I would like to see an end to bail. I would like to see an end to this sort of ransom note that the state makes people pay. If you can't afford to be let out of jail or some type of facility that they're holding you in, that's not a crime. That crime is on the fact that you're putting people in poverty and then keeping them there and trying to recycle them over and over again with bail, fines, fees, all of this ridiculousness.
Can there be some exemptions, some changes to the cash bail with these offenses?
I think it's way more important that we follow through with exactly what the people in New York State wanted, which was an end to bail.
So you're absolutely in that. You're not flexible to it. No middle ground on this.
I don't see why these public officials are going to pump our head with propaganda and lies about murders and terrorism and rapes, et cetera, sorry. But in reality, we know that people are there for nonviolent offenses and then are held there because they can't afford to be released.
Now, when you say nonviolent offenses, are you meaning like parking tickets and such?
Of course, of course. So we know that a bunch of people are sitting in Erie County Jail just because of the fact that they can't afford the ransom on the car, the ransom that they put over tinted windows and the checkpoints and all of this, that, and a third. I mean, I'm speaking as a resident of the west side of Buffalo. And I know from experience that the minute 8:59 rolls around and you got the parking enforcement people and the police department and the sheriff running around and trying to criminalize poverty and trying to make it so that way you have to pay a fine that's going to go up 60% to 70% in a matter of a few weeks. How are you going to pay that? And then how are you going to get out of jail? And then how are you going to go back to your employer and say, I'm sorry, I was in jail for a nonviolent offense. Can I please have my job back so I could pay the state of New York? Okay, if they're having... They're having sessions a few days ago where the Erie County Sheriff, Tim Howard, is saying that they wanted $11 million for a helicopter. How do you have $11 million for a helicopter, but at the same time you say that you can't give people, citizens, Americans, speedy trial? That's in our Constitution, right? They're saying 45 days is enough to just sit and languish in jail. It wasn't, you know what? India Cummings, who was killed in Erie County Holding Center, less than 30 days. So it's 45 days is way too long to be sitting in jail. It's a death sentence, exactly.
So if there is a moratorium, or if there is some just some sort of delay to the bail reform package, what kind of harm do you think that would create?
I think it will create a lot of harm. I think there will be more black and brown people from the east and west side in particular that are going to have to languish in prison. I think there's going to be more deaths in the holding center. Timothy Howard is averaging about 4 deaths per season right now. So more people are going to have to sit in Timothy Howard's and the sheriff's department's holding center / torture chamber because they can't afford money. That's not right.
Here's a statistic, though. Actually, under Sheriff Howard, he has, percentage-wise, for his duration of term, he has no more suicides in jail or deaths in jail than other previous sheriffs.
Maybe we should look into abolishing the sheriff's office across the New York State, then, because if that's the case, if we're going to compare them to other murderers who have less... less bodies under the belt, what's that going to do for India Cummings, who's dead because of him? What does that do for Robert Metcalf Jr.? What does that do?
When you say things like...
And that's another thing, too. The cowards in there wouldn't even say Khalif Browder's name when they're talking about some boy.
When you had a type of press conference like this and you say, torture chambers, you're calling them cowards in there, do you really think you can expand your message beyond...
We already won. They're the ones that are sitting here and trying to say we need to hold back, we need more time, we need a moratorium, we need to look at this and that. They're the ones that said that this was just dropped on their lap out of nowhere. But then a few minutes later, no one questions the fact that they say, well, we've been fighting this since January.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.